Acknowledgements. My father and older brother, an engineer and a scientist, found a way to devote their lives to science while retaining wonder, awe, and adoration. Their insight and questions accompanied me in writing these pages. For over 50 years, my stepmom, Charlotte, has lived a life of resilience, positivity, and gratitude amidst the toughest of life's challenges. Her 96 years illustrate so many of the qualities essential for our future. Living into that future are our sons, Luke and Mark. Always supportive of my work, their bold, courageous, and truthful feedback has given me both pause and encouragement. At Princeton and Yale, Jean Outka and Margaret Farley welcomed my passion for environmental ethics before it was a field of study. Henry Nouwen showed me how to integrate spirituality and activism, while Bill Coffin stood as a model for my emerging call. More recently, Mary Evelyn Tucker and John Grimm have inspired me, and countless others, as they examine the most important questions of our generation. The United Church of Christ has provided boundless support for God's call in my life. For more than a decade, the Board of Directors of the Massachusetts Conference UCC has encouraged my vocation and this book, as have my staff colleagues. John Dorhauer, General Minister and President of the UCC, has added his creative and visionary gifts to several initiatives described in these pages. Our friendship has given me courage to take risks on behalf of the gospel. In 2013, the organizers of the Craigville Colloquy honored me by asking me to prepare 4 lectures for their annual theological gathering. Feedback from that opportunity gave me the confidence to write this book. Cameron Trimble, Brian McLaren, and Alice Hunt have all provided invaluable encouragement along the way. When the finish line was not yet in sight, a prescription written in 2013 by my physician, Dr. John Goodson, kept me going. He told me to go up to the mountain and bring back instructions for the church and humanity. That's also when I was blessed to meet Naomi Oreskes, whose friendship I now cherish and whose fierce resolve and uncompromising integrity give me courage and hope. I'm indebted to both Karen Richardson Dunn and Margaret Bullitt Jonas for their suggestions as they pored over earlier drafts and for our partnership in this calling. Amidst the flood of frightening scientific findings, the inadequacy of political resolve, and the machinery of denial, Bill McKibben's vision, voice, and embrace of his vocation have reminded me that the horizon of God's hope is beyond what any of us now see. I'm also grateful to Bill for introducing me to Gus Speth. Jail proved to be the perfect place to initiate a deep friendship with this gentle soul whose unconstrained vision helps me see new possibilities on even the darkest of days. Over our 35 years of marriage, Cindy Shannon has been much more than the love of my life. Long before we outlined this book together, she spent countless hours improving my sermons and showing me more faith-filled approaches. Sharing her insights as a theologian and teacher, she's been a full partner in shaping this book. Its best parts come from our collaboration and her editorial suggestions. The public life and witness I have led would not have been possible without her.